this, I've changed my mind about a lot of things. I would previously have thought that the most effective means of building resistance was building a mass movement, was taking to the streets, was mass civil disobedience. But if you look at what mass civil disobedience achieved during the Vietnam War, it was in Australia, it was nothing compared to what individual acts of civil disobedience achieved. The idea of a draft, as a consequence of which soldiers could be sent to Vietnam without volunteering, was always less popular in Australia than the idea of the Vietnam War, or indeed the idea of national service for young men to stay at home. But I think the individual draft resistors, their actions, they confused the government. The government never saw them coming. They didn't think people would do this. And then when they started doing it, they didn't know how to deal with them. And I guess the result of that activism was the fact that, you know, now you can be a conscientious objector to one particular war, which the Menzies government and its succeeding Liberal governments would never concede, or the courts would never concede. So you can point to something specific, I think, that the individual draft resistance achieved. And of course, individual draft resistors were part of a bigger draft resistance movement. I mean, I'm not saying that these people acted entirely as individuals to achieve what they did.